Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
AJ Ananobi.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Go for that, no.
All right, we talked about this during the Memphis series, and now it's going to become extremely pertinent again. And it's the idea of the last 2 or 3 minutes of a ball game. And we've talked about this a lot. A lot of people have different opinions about it. Long story short is it's where I kind of, you know, Kevin Durant has talked about this, and I actually subscribe to the way he thinks, and that is the offense that the Warriors run for the most part, an open offense, a flowing offense, that to me is a better offense than isolation offense for about 45 minutes a game. The last 3 minutes, I think it's important that you have some kind of isolation option. Because when you use an isolation option, it allows you to put the ball in the guy's hands that you want at the exact time you want him to shoot the ball. When you run an open offense like the Warriors and it's coming down to big possessions, if a guy's open and it's a shot that he can make, different guys may take that shot. Different guys may take that shot with different amounts of time on the clock. So there's not as definitive a way to get a certain guy the ball at the right time when you play an open style. And I think we're gonna see that in this series if there's some close games down the stretch. We're going to have Luka Doncic with the ball in his hands trying to make a play for himself or for his teammates. And the Warriors, they don't really do it like that. Not because they don't have guys who can do it, though they don't have anybody who can do it as well as Luka, but it's just not how they really go about things. So who gets the big shots for the Warriors, and how do they come about? I think a lot of that's going to be very interesting. We saw it in Game 2 with the Warriors. Ja Morant kind of took over that game.
Won him the
brought,
game.
Brought that one home. So the bottom line is, how's that going to play out? You know, a minute left, Warriors tied with Dallas, Dallas's ball. You know Luka's going to have the ball. He's either going to shoot it or make a pass. The guy's going to have to make a shot. The Warriors come down with 40 seconds to go. What do? Maybe run the high screen and roll with Steph. Then they jump Steph, and now all of a sudden the ball's out of Steph Curry's hands on the biggest possession of the game. We're going to see a difference there.
Yeah, I'll say this. It's all on how you look at it, Stoney, but I'll say this right now. My preference and the style of basketball and me giving it to the one guy, the designated guy, right now the advantage would be Luka, and it's what you said. Take Draymond out of it. Give me some pick-and-roll action with Poole. Now it's about trust because that's what it's going to come down to. Do you trust Dre with the rock? And obviously you do, to get it to Curry or Clay if they're coming off screens, or even Poole. So they got more options, I believe, than Dallas, but it comes down to trust, and on that given night, who was on fire? Because to me, that has a lot to do with who I'm sending up to the plate. And for the chef, Stoney, I still think he can get his without needing a screen, but you're right. What if they run two at him? But if we see Game 6, Clay, who was throwing flame torches Friday night. I don't know what he was on fire. Then you got options. But again, if you come away without getting that bucket, then you'll have this conversation. But I feel like they got more than one, more than just Steph.
The open guy takes the last shot, says the 408. Yeah. Whether from pick and roll or teams double teaming Steph, that's what separates the Dubs from the league. That's our recipe for success. Interestingly, when the Warriors had Kevin Durant, they didn't play like that down the stretch.
They just gave it to your boy, get out the way.
Thank you. Yeah. They just gave it to Kevin Durant.
He hated the motion offense at the end. He said it could take you so far.
I kind of agree with him.
Kevin Durant. You know who I am.
Stoney, what if it's a 10 or 12 point? I'm just saying, what if the Warriors win this and we don't see that close
game? We might not.
You know?
We might not. I'm just saying if games are close.
Klay Thompson in the corner three. That's from our guy.
Somebody's
got to
get him the ball. Yeah. You know? Somebody's got to let him alone.
And Wiggins hit a big three again in the fourth, Donnie.
Do you want him to take the game-winning shot?
Like, that wouldn't be by design, but if it ended up in his hands the way that they're playing, we've seen.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
Now, because
I think I answered it.
Yeah. It's easy to say now, but if Wiggins has a game-winner, it's from the top of the circle, and he does what he did in game four, you think we're not going to come in here and say, how the hell can Steph Curry not get the last shot?
No, we
are. Or Clay or Poole.
I'm that guy. I admit it.
And so that's kind of where, some people can view it as a strength. Yeah. That's fine.
Can you remember the play? It was in the fourth, midway through the fourth. It might have even been past midway. Curry got into the paint, Steiny. Pulled up and pulled for a midi, hit it. I was like, oh, you don't see that all the time in crunch time. I thought he was going to the rack, but he just had the wherewithal to stop, pop. It was a little mid-range, but it was a big bucket. I'm like, okay, give me some more of that. Not saying that's what he would break out in game time situation, but it is something I got my eye on, Stoney, and I just wonder how they'll do it. But I don't think the Texas wrong. The open man's going to get it.
Yeah. The open man might be Draymond Green.
Well,
I'm just saying. Yeah. The open guy might be Wiggins.
Kobe!
Let's go to Bobby in Los Altos. Hey, Bobby, what's going
Our
on,
guy.
Man?
Hey, guys, thanks for taking my call. I guess I'd like to lead with this. I don't know what was more improbable, whether the Reds were going to lose a no-hitter or that Dallas was going to beat up Phoenix by like 40 points in Game 7. That was just incredible to me. But, you know, I guess I can't argue with this point you're making about having someone like a Kevin Durant, although how many Kevin Durants are there in the league? But the argument that you make that they're not going to be able to win close games at the end, I mean, I'm going to go by memory, but didn't they take over the lead with like 30 or 40 seconds left in game four? And then the closeout game, it was very close until the last minute, and then they got on a streak and they put it out of reach. So maybe they don't have like a Luka Doncic or a Kevin Durant, but to say that they can't win close games.
I didn't say they can't. Come on, Bobby. Bobby, I didn't say they can't win close games. I just said there's two ways these teams do it.
And if you're drawing up a play, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You didn't have to hang up on Bobby.
We love Bobby. What would you call, Stoney, right now if you're Steve Steinmetz?
They don't like to call plays.
You're, man.
They don't like to call plays.
And how many times have I came in here like, why did Damian Lee get this last year? You know, the game against, I think it was Houston at home, where he went up and didn't get the shot or didn't even hit the rim. Like, that's for the PT players, Dick Vitale, the prime time players, baby. Diaper dandy.
That's why Steph calls off the screener more often than not late in the game. He doesn't want somebody dragging his defender for an easy double. Okay. Mike's in Livermore. What's going on, Mike? How you doing, man?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Oh, doing great. Doing great.
Okay, when was the last time we saw any NBA team run an offensive play late in the game? They really don't. Everything is just kind of like, by scratch or, you know, whatever rolls. Anyway, and Luka, how can you say that Luka's a better finisher than Curry? I mean, didn't he have 18 points the other night at the end of the game? Last 18 points for the Warriors, I think.
I don't know if it was the last 18. I think he was about 10 from the line.
Yeah, and then we had one where he went 14 for 14. Yeah.
I thought it was the last 18 points for the Warriors, I think he had. But either way, I think Curry's way better than Luka anyway.
Okay. Well, you can feel that. That's fine.
I think I'm on. There ain't no way better. They're both stars. And we got a young uprising star, and we got the chef.
You did insinuate they couldn't do it. No, I didn't. I insinuated they may have to figure some things out in crunch time. Whereas a team like Dallas, listen, this is a philosophical argument, people. There's not a right or a wrong. All right? The bottom line is this. If the Dallas Mavericks have one possession left to win the game, they're going to have Luka Doncic dribbling the ball at the top of the circle. He's going to back in. He's going to try. If he gets double teamed, he's going to try to hit a shooter. That's what they're going to do. Mark it.
Yeah.
We all know that. What are the Warriors going to do? They don't have that in their arsenal. And even if they do, that's not the argument. They don't use that in their arsenal. So it's two ways to go about skinning a cat the last couple possessions of a game. It's a philosophical argument. I told you, Kevin Durant believes that you need to run more isolation the last week, minute or two of a game. And they did when Durant was here. If we stop Joker, we can stop Luka. I think that's a big difference there. Luka brings the ball up the court. So he has the ball most of the time.
Which I hate.
Jokic has to get the ball delivered to him. Two different kinds of players, to me, you have to guard.
Let me ask you this, Donnie. How much, and I know you don't got the Warriors game plan, but how much or how comfortable would you be with Dre on Luka to start the game? Like, is that a no-no? Is that off the table? Because if Dre gets in foul trouble, I mean, that's a nightmare already. But like you said, you may see Wiggins. Could be some Clay.
Let me ask you a question. Do you think if it's the most important possession of a game,
all right,
is it easier to get the ball out of Luka's hands or Curry's hands?
I would say Curry.
I would too.
Because of the size and the girth.
Okay.
That's just, yeah. Equals MC squared right there to me, Snotty. Right.
Size matters.
So if you can get the ball out of Curry's hands, what you're doing is you're kind of ensuring that he won't be able to take the last shot.
Percentages.
Your best shooter and the greatest shooter of all time.
Yeah. Go ahead. 5-1-0 had a great point. Stephen Poole can get to the rim in crunch time. I don't understand why they don't.
Because the lane is packed in. And they don't call as many ticky-tack fouls. And no, I don't believe they can get all the way to the rim in crunch time. Like, it's almost impossible to get all the way to the rim in crunch time if you're the guy with the ball at the top of the circle. Like, Luka can't do it. Luka cannot get all the way to the rim. Now, he can get into the lane and pump fake and lean and get close. But I'm talking about beating your man, getting to the rim for a layup. That very infrequently happens when a guy has brought the ball up the court and he's got five defensive eyes or pair of eyes on him.
This is going to be great.
Let's go to Larry in Lafayette. Hey, Larry. What's going on, man?
Hey, well, a couple things. First, KD could only do those ISOs because they were double-teaming Clay. He caught every scheme every year. Okay, so KD was spoiled the 2 years he was here, and still he started clapping for the ball in 2018. So I don't put a whole lot of faith in what KD wants or thinks is best. Steph lifts his entire team every minute he's on the court. And you can look at the true shooting percentages of everybody going up every time he steps on. So what we have here right now, and I believe Poole is quick enough to get to the rim any time. Right now, he's beating everybody.
During crunch time, Larry. I think we got to differentiate between getting to the rim when you're at the top of the circle and you're against a half-court defense, because I don't really think anybody's getting to the rim in a playoff game in those situations. Now, the ball starts moving around. It goes to Poole. His man's got to go out and guard him.
Yeah.
Yes, then I think he goes by that guy and gets to the rim. I'm talking about like in a half-court set. Go ahead, man.
Well, it's just that Poole can hit that shot from 27, 28 feet. So they're going to have to be out there on him. They have to put him in on Clay. The real problem is Dre, because he's dragging his man to somebody else all the time.
Right.
But as long as you keep, Draymond in, maybe in, I don't know if it's even screening, but back screening action away from the ball, then his guy won't be able to go and double team that easily. But this team has options. You keep Wiggins in the left-hand corner as much as possible. He hits almost 50% of those. And then put everybody else in an advantageous spot and let Poole cook a little bit. Let Steph cook a little bit. Clay plays off whatever happens on the motion. And I think that is better than, hey, Luka, go waste 24 seconds. And with 5 seconds left, toss it to somebody outside that's going to have to put up a tough shot.
Thank you, Larry. Appreciate the call. And I wouldn't argue with you 45 minutes of the time.
Larry. I'll say this.
But I like the idea of, in the last 2 or 3 minutes of a game, having a pecking order. I just do. Doesn't make me right. I like the idea of Dallas knows exactly what they're going to do in the last 2 or 3 minutes of the game. The Warriors are essentially going to do what they do, which is play the right way, hit the open man, which, by the way,
it ain't by can be a turnover
at times. But what we're going to learn from that is, one game Curry's going to get a shot. One game Poole's going to get a shot. One game maybe Wiggins is going to get a shot. And there might be nights when we don't like that because the guy we really want to take the shot isn't involved in the play.
And I'll say this about Luka and guys like that, my preference, and I'm not saying Steph or Poole can't do it, Stoney, but when all else fails and you go in there with reckless abandon, what we're seeing is they'll blow the whistle too short. So when you go in there, with bad intentions, excuse me.
What happened? Oh, my God.
Like a flat.
Nice job,
Goo. Hey, I appreciate it. You bring the zebras into it. And that's what I feel like. Harden, the Kobe's, the Jordans, you know what I'm talking about, Snotty. Make the ref will bail you out. And it's a difference when that's part of the entree and not what you're trying to do. I think, Snotty, the more I'm thinking about this scenario, I want the Jordan Poole, Steph Curry pick and roll action. Because he is right. Both of them can shoot it from deep. Is what type of game are we having? But Steph, he's showing us, Steiny, he's getting to the basket. Again,
go ahead. Finish what you're going
to
say.
No, I slapped myself. Yeah, he went to the line game 6 4 times.
Okay, and this is what I'm saying. You want to run? Okay, it's great. It's fun to say high pick and roll, Steph and Poole. Well, guess what? It's going to get out of Steph's hands. And it's going to then go into Jordan Poole's hands. Now, we all know Jordan Poole's explosive, but Jordan Poole dribbles a lot.
And then what if Jordan Poole's
not the greatest decision maker?
Catch and shoot.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Let's go to Omar in Oakland. What's going on, Omar? How you doing, man?
I'm doing great, man. You, Stoney and Guru is the best duo on radio in America. I just got to say that.
Man, thank you.
Got that.
Stoney, I agree with you. Steph is a great player, but he's not a go-to guy in the clutch moments like a Durant, like a Luka, like a Tatum, like a Jordan or Kobe. And it's not his fault that he's 6'1", 6'2", because those greats are 6'6", 6'7", and they just can rise up and pull up for that shot. And they took the pressure off the team having to, draw up a play. So that's why I think the Mavericks have the advantage is that Luka can get his shot off anytime he wants. And he's about 6'7", 6'8". So the Warriors are going to have a problem with that because when he breaks the defense down, they're going to have, Finney Smith and Bullock and the other shooters, the Kleber.
Kleber, yeah.
The Warriors are going to have to force the others to beat him. They're going to have to force the other guys to put the ball on the ground, the Bullocks and the Finney Smith, because if Luka could get to the rim, it's going to be a problem because he could just get his shot off or kick it out. And I would love for the Warriors to make it because I'm a Celtics fan, and I would love to see Boston and the Warriors in the finals. That would be crazy. Thank you, guys, man.
Yes, sir. Appreciate it, Omar.
That's what I want, Stoney. Beantown.
Let's get by Dallas first.
Yeah, I know. Slow down. And it was Paul Pierce sitting next to Kraft at the game.
And you, there.
My source.
So there was somebody other than you that cared about that?
JD.
I don't think he cared. I just think he gave me an answer.
Well, the FBI did it to him.
Like a little piece of your dive.
That's my guy. So he'll be going where?
Who?
Dallas. The Lone Star State, possibly.
Yeah.
Yep.
Absolutely. We got some calls. Let's keep going to calls. Drew's on 101. Hey, Drew. What's going on, man? What do you got?
How are you guys doing today?
Doing well.
Hey, I appreciate this conversation a lot. I think we're maybe looking at it from the wrong perspective, looking at it from the offensive side. I think you look at the matchup from a defensive perspective, and as tough as Luka is, and I don't mean to diminish that because obviously he's an amazing offensive player and it's so difficult because of his size and skill. I like our ability to match up with him with Clay and Wiggins as primary defenders, and then even with switch outs, you know, probably not Loon late in the game, but in the course of the game, and obviously Draymond will be able to handle that. When Clay's been having a tough time defending, you know, post-injury, that's been with quicker guards. You're not going to get that from Luka. So I think the real key to that is on the defensive side, and it's about those spot-up shooters, the Finney Smith, you know, keeping Brunson and Dinwiddie in check, and I think the Warriors will probably get two of these games that don't come down to a one-possession game in the last minute or two because the Mavericks go cold shooting on a pretty regular basis, honestly. And then you just force Luka to become a volume shooter, as great as he is.
Yeah,
he's not a lights-out shooter like that. So I like what we have when it comes to matchups defensively in that closeout because even though it's, you know, we do like having those traditional closers, there's really no like historical statistical evidence that that
no.
Oh, well, he has some good
see yeah. Now, Spadone.
It'll sound like you cut him
exactly, yeah. And right when he was going to get about no historical evidence to support that, like whatever that Jordan or Kobe was any better than doing it like the Warriors like to do it now.
He was on the 101, so maybe he hit a tunnel or a patch or something.
God, Towny used to have this trick, Stoney. It wasn't even a trick, you know. In all our minds, Kobe was clutch.
Mm-hmm.
He had all this cockamamie numbers that would tell you he ain't as clutch as you thought. And I used
that
to just
bothered wonder, you so much.
Kobe!
It did. Boy, yeah. Did it bother you.
My point is eyes. I'm the eye.
It's kind of like
guy.
That stat they have that you can dig up about Steph with shots in the last 30 seconds
Stop
when they're down.
It. I know what I've witnessed.
See, this is now this is something that I think I like to have conversations like this. Yeah. The 8-3-1. Steph is a go-to guy, but teams double him at half. The Warriors could do the same thing with anyone else if they wanted. Now, see, that's a good conversation yeah. piece.
Why don't they?
Because I don't know that you can do that with Luka. And I'll tell you why. So, and if you look at the game, I think it was their last game when Luka had like four buckets down the stretch. He kept ending up on an island with Curry, and he could shoot over him. So here's the way I think about it. Curry's got the ball. They run a high screen and roll. All right? Curry always makes the pass to the guy.
Gotcha.
All right? Then what does he do? Then he starts moving without
yeah.
the ball.
Jerry Rice.
He very rarely does what Luka does or what Luka did in that game. Luka gives it up, and then he goes and gets it right back. And he can get it right back because he's 6'7", and he can keep a guy off him, and he can give the...
Yeah.
You know, give the target. So the odds of Luka getting it back are greater than Steph getting it back because to find yeah. Steph, for the most part, it's going to have to go through another guy or two. He's going to have to move off the ball like he always does and does so well. So that's
man.
The one thing I'm interested to see with in this series. How easy or hard is it to get the ball out of Luka's hands? Because it seems like it's almost impossible because he can get the ball at all three levels.
Big task.
So we'll see. Let's go to here, you can answer this one. Burnsy and Fremont. It's a gambling question. What's up, Burnsy?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, man.
Yeah, you know, earlier in this year, the Warriors were on fire. I decided to put some ducats on them to win the Western Conference and the finals. But I got them at plus 450 right now.
Oof.
So I'm a little bit hesitant. I just looked up the series odds for my local. They got the Mavs coming in at plus 185. It was plus 195 this morning, so some ducats are coming in on the Mavs. I'm Guru, do you think I should hedge this or just
no, not at all, dude. I think you are sitting pretty, man. I really mean that. I don't want to jinx you, but kudos to you for getting it at that number. And right now we're talking about an inexperienced Dallas team. It's a great story. This is good. This is going to be the classic. But I'm looking at the Warriors in that pedigree from everybody. Like, you got a good shot.
I okay, man. I'm down with it. You know, I am so in with the Warriors, and I have to remind everybody, the Warriors have kind of seen this in years past with Harden, mm-hmm. the one-on-ones.
Yeah.
Even LeBron, he used to kind of give us the one-on-ones.
Yeah.
I think the Warriors kind of excel in this kind of game when a team only kind of has that one option and they let him just go for it. Again, you know, that's not my kind of basketball, Warriors basketball all the way. And dang, Guru, all right, man. I'm letting this run, baby.
You already, man. Yes. Wow.
There you go.
They win. AW, Steiny.
Yeah, and I'm like, listen,
and let's be
the
honest.
The evidence is in. The Warriors, they handled James Harden when they needed to handle James Harden. A big part of that was Klay Thompson and Kevon Looney.
And they were younger.
Will they be able to do that kind of thing against Luka? Luka's a different
animal.
Different type of player than James Harden. Hey, you want a chance to go to game one of the Western Conference Finals? Listen to the morning roast with Bonte and Joe Shasky in between 7:30 and 8 on Wednesday. That's the day of the game, Wednesday. And as always, for more ticket information, go to warriors.com.
This is Moses Moody, and you are listening to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Moses Moody, then that's an interesting choice, Mr. Spadoni.
M-double.
And I'll tell you why. He had a big part of the last game between these two teams. All right.
You're Guru, right. I forgot
Guru's
about
Guru's gripes going to come up in about 10 minutes. Yep. Tell you what, and I got an assignment for our listeners for tomorrow. I got an assignment.
Oh, boy.
I mean, you put on your glasses.
Last time these two teams played was March 3rd. Interesting ball game because I'm looking at it with 6 minutes remaining. We had a tie game.
All right.
Tie game with 6 minutes remaining. Tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to go back and watch those last 6 minutes. Okay. I'm going to watch those last 6 minutes. I'd love for other guys and women to watch that last 6 minutes, too. And let's like kind of bat around what happened.
Okay.
Bat around what happened those last 6 minutes. Because I'm just looking at the play-by-play now. We can get more into it tomorrow. So, 6 minutes left to tie game. Dallas goes up to Dinwiddie, made a jumper, assisted by Doncic. Next possession, I remember this one actually. Warriors ran their offense, and it ended up in Kuminga's hand for a corner three.
All right.
He missed it. Dallas came down. Dinwiddie made another bucket to put him up four with 5.5. Then, if you remember, Curry had the ball, pick and roll, double team, passes to Moody. Moody knocks down a shot. Remember, Moody made shots in this game.
Yeah.
All right, so Moody, off a feed from Curry, cuts it back down to two. With 4:45, Doncic makes a little 7-footer that he got over Curry.
I got you.
Warriors come down. Moody makes another 2-point shot. This one a layup off an assist from Wiggins. Okay? Dallas comes down. Doncic hits a 10-footer, again, over Steph Curry. So what happens after that? Warriors turn it over. Dinwiddie scores. Wiggins, 2:31. Moody, 3-point shot. Looney, 2-point layup from Moody. My point is this. Steph Curry did not take a shot in the last six minutes of that game. What? How?
That,
and why, people?
Well, I'll go to the
play-in
with Memphis.
How and why does that happen?
I think I got a good answer, though. Draymond didn't play that game, but he did play in the game against Memphis last year at home where Steph didn't score the last 5 minutes of overtime.
Be careful what you're going to say here. Because what I'm hearing you say is Steph can't get a shot unless Klay's on the floor.
I would never say
Draymond's on the floor.
My point
so without Draymond, Steph doesn't take one shot in the last 6 minutes of a one-possession game.
That's bothersome. Like, I don't have – like, that can't happen anymore. And I told you I've seen it too many times. And we went back – we went 15 rounds about you telling me, and I know how much Draymond means to Steph, but to hell with all that. If the chef is out there, number 30 with the rock, I'm expecting him to dance and get his –
why? Why would you expect that?
Because
it never happens. That's not the way they play. It's not the way he plays.
Okay. Stani, I can't argue with what that sequence that you just went over, and I kind of loved it. I'm going to say this, what my mama used to tell me. Well, then try it. If you're going to give me that.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
And then 5 minutes left in the playing game, in overtime, you didn't score. Give me some of that. Try it. Get out the way, run over yonder, and let me cook. I want to see some of that. And if you know what, if you don't get it, fine. But what you just said happens a little too much for my liking. And we don't have answers.
Yeah. Let's go to Austin. Austin's in San Jose. Hey, Austin. How you doing, man?
Hey, Guru, brother. Listen, don't let him get you all worked up, man.
What's up, hey?
Do that to you, man. He's done exactly what he wanted to do, man, before you head out for a few days off. And by the way, man,
he's got to work tomorrow, Austin. Right. He's still coming in tomorrow, buddy.
What's up? I'm hearing you, baby.
Don't let Steiny do that, man. And the other thing is, listen, Steiny, I know it's Luka today, Luka, and 2 weeks ago it was CP3. Where is he at now, okay? How many championships does Luka have, all right?
Austin.
My point is this. Yeah, Steph Curry doesn't have to do that, okay? The Warriors just have to win, all right? We don't need Steph to do that. And by the way, when I saw Nowitzki and your boy Luka hugging and stuff after the game, you know, it touched my heart. Because you know what I was thinking? The same thing's going to happen to Luka that happened to Nowitzki when he played the We Believe team. Remember what happened? Mm. Okay. So that's what you got. That's what you got coming at you. That's what's going to happen to Luka. He's not playing the Phoenix. He's going to be playing the Warriors, Tiny. So stop with this, what he did against them. It doesn't mean anything, brother. Hey, Steiny, Guru, right off to your vacation, man. You're going to be fine. They're going to be two up by the time.
Look at Austin.
They might be.
Right.
They should. They're favored to win it all.
No doubt.
I mean, if they don't win it all, what a blemish on Curry's legacy. Oh, my God.
This is number four. I'm trying to come up with a slogan.
Now we're back to they're going to win it again?
No, I'm. Well, there ain't no way. My friend on Facebook does it. Kind of cool.
What?
Starts at 16 as soon as the playoffs start. Now we're down to 8.
I got you.
Yeah.
Leroy. Now Leroy wants to talk.
There he is.
Hit the pike, Leroy.
Lee.
I'll go to Leroy.
Hey.
What's up, Lee?
Hey, gentlemen. my favorite show, man. You guys are just too awesome. On fire, as usual. You know, I got to say this, man. This is going to trip you guys out. I have been watching the Warriors all of this playoffs, and I've been hearing everybody in the streets, on TV. In the first series, it was like, how are we going to out-rebound Denver? You know, how are we going to beat the MVP, Jokic? And I was going, man, you know, I don't know either. And you know what? We did. Then we go in the Memphis series. Oh, they're going to out-rebound us. We don't have the bigs. How are we going to beat Memphis, Ja Morant? And I was going, you know what, man, how are we going to do it? And you know what? We did it.
Then we go into this. How are they going to stop Doncic? How I've been hearing that all day at work. How are they going to stop? I said the same thing. You know, I don't know. But it's going to be exciting trying to watch them do it. Because, I mean, if there's ever been a strength in numbers Warriors team, this is the team. I mean, they're rebounding as a unit. They're just doing everything as a unit. And people are going, how did they do it? And they're just doing it collectively. So do I know how they're going to stop Doncic? No, but it's going to be fun watching them. And they passed the test so far every round. And it's just going to be exciting watching them trying to do it again. God bless you guys.
Thanks, Leroy. Appreciate it. Where's the 240? Do we know where that
is? I'm going to say Denver.
Steiny, what the hell are you talking about? You're trying to generate a conversation. I see through your game now. Yeah, no S. I host a sports talk radio show. I'm trying to generate a conversation.
240, western part of Maryland.
Damn.
Western Maryland, where McDaniel University is, huh?
240. Greater Washington, D.C. metro area.
Never has a correct statement been more correct than that one on the text line. Steiny, you're looking to start a conversation. Ding, 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 ding,
hands up.
So, listen, and I know you've said this a million times because it's one of those refrains that you overly lean on.
Steiny, you got me.
Steiny, styles make fights.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Styles make fights, and that's why this is going to be a fun series to watch.
But I'm going to say this to basketball fans. Steiny, this team was down in the dumps because of injury. Because of injury. No excuses, but to be right back and this close to the carrot is being dangled right now.
They're not that close yet.
8 wins.
They're halfway.
Man,
they're halfway.
This
there.
Could be incredible.
See, now this is another
and
interesting.
Phoenix has died in front of us.
Yeah.
Like I got to ask you this, and the people want me to ask you, Steiny. We put them, rightfully so, up on a pedestal. We were talking future.
It's like we're doing with the Warriors right now.
But when I got to get this because I didn't ask you. When I say Suns to you now, next year, are you like, goo, I don't know.
John Dickinson, and I shouldn't. John thinks they're done, like Nick Friedell. Thinks they're done.
I forgot Nick said that, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I texted. What do you got?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all.
KT's been hanging in there. KT's in Oakland. What's up, buddy? How you doing?
What's up, KT? How you guys doing today?
That is KT, my main man. What's up? Man. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I was going to say, see how you guys doing today. I was talking to myself. Hey, I just, what's going on here, man? This is a great matchup, and I think it's going to be better than what everybody thinks. And, Steiny, I was listening earlier, and you were saying you hate some Warrior fans, and I do, too. And the reason why I'm going to tell you why is because you get these fans who haven't been Warrior fans for a while anyway, and they always talking about, oh, the Warriors going to sweep them. Oh, Steve Kerr can't coach.
Yeah.
Oh, this, that, and the other. And the whole thing is that, man, these are professional basketball players. And the Warriors is not a team that's going to beat anybody 4-1 or 4-0. They're a grind-out series team, man. And with the injuries they have and the things like that, this is going to be a great series with a matchup. But, Guru, I just got to get on you, too. You get a little fanish on me, too, sometime. I love you, but you do get a little fanish on me. And I just think, Matt brought it up earlier, Luka the Don, right now, if you had to start a team with Luka or Corey right now, you have to take Luka. You got to take him right now. He's the better player.
Right.
And I love Steph. I mean, he's the Warrior, but I got to go with Luka right now because, you know, he's younger. His upside is more. And, you know, he's just a better player at this point in time. And Curry's on the decline a little bit. So, you know, I'm with Matt on that. But this is going to be a great series. Get your popcorn ready. And it's going to go 6 games, Warriors.
Thanks, KT. Appreciate the call.
Yeah. And, Steiny, I don't think anybody – when you go birth certificate and you're starting a team, it's Luka.
Of course.
We get it. It's and like, if this were golf, your favorite sport or one of them, Curry – and they're on the back nine while Luka – with other young studs are on the front. And nothing wrong with that. And Curry can still get titles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The phrase is starting a franchise today. If the question were, who do you want in a game tomorrow?
Right.
For all the marbles, maybe the answer's different. Maybe I take Steph.
Did he say I was getting a little fanish?
Fanish.
Yeah. I ain't heard that term.
Fanish.
Not fanish. Yo, Tango. Hey, don't forget my gripes, Donnie. We're almost out of here.
It's 2:45.
But I know how you'll do Spadone.
Okay, I'm do it right now, you big baby.
I love it. Just let it.
Glenn Davis.
Wow.
Go ahead, play it.
Play
the guru's gripes. He's got a gripe, and he thinks we're going to run out of time. Now, Spadone's got to get it on his, it's on his third board right now. It's
I don't
not
like
on.
Messing up the guys in the back.
All right, Glenn.
Yeah, I tried to run the pick
and roll.
All right,
Glenn Davis.
It's time for guru's gripes.
Draymond.
Fire away, guru.
And he's involved.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
You're starting to piss me off.
It makes me so mad.
Oh, please don't make me angry, pal. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
King Kong ain't got on me.
It's time for Guru's Gripes.
Mother sucker.
I'm all for a good time. I'm on social media way too much. But at the end of the day, we do it because it pleases us. We have fun. We don't agree with everything. But I don't know if you saw, but I did, and it bothered me.
Mm.
This new media, Kendrick Perkins had a retort back to Draymond Green, and Kendrick went overboard talking about, you know, how he got his wife before he got famous. Just all type of stuff and slander that is not good. It's not good for black men, black athletes. It's not good for people. It ain't just a race thing. But I'm sitting in my living room like, what are we doing now? Now we're posting videos. Now we're banging on wax. And banging means you're ready to fight. None of these guys are going to fight. So, Stoney, I just need these athletes to refrain and just, I mean, what are we doing? And I don't know if you've seen the video. You see it? It was incredible. Like, what are you doing, Kendrick Perkins? And now, part two, before you answer, Matt Barnes went at Patrick Beverly, who was asked to come on ESPN. I thought he did a good job. But Matt Barnes thought he was disrespecting CP3, and he now has...
He was.
But, okay, let Pat be Pat, though. Who's policing the police? Like, Draymond, it's getting out of control.
Draymond called Perkins an ogre first.
And I'm saying... Stoney, he did. I'm like, this is not fun. You don't enjoy watching these guys go back and forth. That I'm looking at it like a dad. Like, let's slow down, fellas. And you can disagree or whatever.
I agree.
But is this what sells now? That's what I'm
asking. Yes. Wow. It's what it's all about. Because I'll tell you what. If we did three minutes right now on Chris Paul, you know what, Goo? It's just kind of a shame, the Chris Paul thing. Because he is a great, great player. And... now it's easy to disrespect him.
Man.
But the text line will start going, F Chris Paul. Hell with that guy. Loser. Choke artist. That's the way we talk now.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't like it. I'm going JD to put it. And Stoney, I've been around. Yeah, you know what? I've been around.
Here's your hero, Patrick Beverly.
Do guys in the NBA.
What happened there? I'll try it again.
Do guys in the NBA go?
Yeah, see, it stops.
Oh, are you clicking it twice? I'll play it on mine, Stoney.
Okay, why don't you do it, Spadone? No, thank
you. Do guys in the NBA go to sleep early the night before playing the Phoenix Suns? Hell no. No.
You mean as a team, or would you talk about Chris Paul individually?
Chris Paul individually.
Okay.
No. I'm going to Steak 44 over there in Phoenix. I'm going to have me a nice little wine, probably sweat it out. And but the pregame shoot around and get ready for Chris Paul. Steph Curry, I'm going to bed at 8:00. Mom, don't call me. My girl, don't call me. I'm locked in right now. It's two different monsters.
See, that's his truth. That's okay to
is
me.
Is that disrespect?
Wow. Well, what did we see yesterday? Them down 30 at halftime. Like, that's different than what I'm talking about with Kendrick Perkins and Draymond when it gets personal. And if you talk that way about doing a radio show with me, I could get mad and upset. But if that's your look at how you look at this dude to the back, if that's your reality, Stoney, I can't get mad that you shared that.
Hit it, Spadone.
They knew starting the game what was going to happen. He's done it before. They watch. Trust me. They have iPhones. They have Instagram. They see the numbers of Luka Doncic averaging 39. They hear me saying, "Man, he did it to me. He did it to me." Kawhi, Paul George. I'm damn sure you gonna do it to them. They know that. Boy, scared of Luka. Ain't nobody afraid of anybody over there in Phoenix, man. Everybody in the league knows that, bro. Like, it's just that y'all don't know that because y'all not in the locker room. No one's afraid of Phoenix. We wanted them. We wanted them. No one's afraid of Phoenix.
Why do I believe them?
I talked to some teammates. I ain't going to say who because I'm going to say who. Forget it. I talked to Paul George last night, man. Pat, ain't nobody scared of them.
Wow.
Patrick Beverley's not a teammate of Paul George anymore.
Wow, but yeah.
Now let's hear Matt Barnes, because he's with you.
Yeah. Hopefully
Matt Barnes.
Yeah.
But what I want to touch on real quick, RJ, is the disrespect I saw from Pat Beverley earlier today. You know, as reporters, you know, part of the media, we have a job to be critical, but I think there's a thin line between being critical and disrespecting. And I feel like what Pat Beverley did today to Chris Paul was completely disrespectful and out of the line. And Pat Beverley's talking like he's that guy. You're not that guy. Plain and simple. Chris Paul played terrible this year, and his numbers are still better than your career numbers have ever been. So I just think you have to understand, Chris is a 12-time All-Star. He played terrible. First time, all defense 9 times, 7 times first team all defense. He'll be a Hall of Famer. Pat Bev and I were similar type role players. They don't talk about us when we go. They're going to talk about CP3 when he's done. And I just think the disrespect we saw earlier today on the ESPN show need to be checked.
So now we're clicking up. I'm not mad at Matt, but obviously he's a friend of CP3 more than Ben.
No,
so
I think
he came with the slap. It's no, just like, when does it end?
Well, I'll tell you what. The part that hits me is he's right. Pat Beverley's a role player.
Okay.
Chris Paul's a star slash superstar.
All right. No doubt.
Bottom line.
Okay.
And so that's why.
So because he's,
right.
he's not on
Patrick
the bottom
Beverley,
of the total pool,
you got a lot. Patrick Beverley, you got some nerve. All right. Charles Barkley, you've earned more of that right. You were a superstar. I totally agree that, maybe it shouldn't come from Patrick Beverley.
So it's about how good you are that we respect your opinion. So if you weren't, if you played in the league and you were just okay.
Well, when a guy like Patrick Beverley says, hey, I'm scared of Chris Paul. Chris Paul, everybody knew what was going to happen. He ain't going to get it done. It's like, Paul's got to go out every game and try to get 20 and 10. Patrick Beverley's got to try to get a technical foul on his opposite number. I mean,
kind of goes back to that bus driver argument, right?
Exactly.
If you're a passenger, you can't speak on it.
Yeah.
Mm. So all right, just something else. I just hate to see it. That's all.
Do you really, though?
Yeah. It's something about 240. You were just talking about Joe a couple of weeks ago. No, that was about night out. Shasky, that was about our night out.
Oh, yeah.
He shared his version, and I shared mine, and we're buds. That's
Matt Barnes,
different.
By the way, guys, not to cut you off, Gil, joining the show tomorrow.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
We got him, Maddie.
Nice. So call him out.
You going to bring up JD? You know, they were rivals in
Matt
high school.
Matt Barnes has no idea who John Dickinson is.
You never know.
No, I do know. He has no idea.
Yeah, see.
And then I'm going to be like, hey, I know a guy who said he fouled you hard in high school. He'd be like, I got fouled 49 times hard in high school. Don't do that. No, don't do it. Don't set it up like that, because you'll set the table for a real awkward interview.
JD, that's my dog. Oh, man.
How much time we got, Spino?
Oh, I was just checking right now who they got next on Damon and Ratto.
Oh,
30
nice.
Seconds left. Kevin Arnovitz, 4:15, and head coach of the Golden State Warriors, Steve Kerr.
All right.
Oh, Steve Kerr's the head coach this week. All right.
Yeah. See how he's doing from COVID.
Yeah.
1A and 1B right now, him and Mike Brown.
Yeah, well.
People love my Dicky V, baby. I just got it on Twitch. Burry 230.
All right, we got to go on 95.7 The Game.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.